A new Brent Spence bridge built the traditional way with mostly federal dollars is estimated to cost $2.7 billion and dragged the project out for more than a decade. Ohio is investigating other alternatives, including a public-private partnership and tolls. The state is commissioning what's called a value-for-money study to find out if the bridge can be built for less. OKI Executive Director Mark Polosinski says this comprehensive financial plan with consultants HNTB and KPMG is due out in February.
But at the end of the day, it's how are we going to pay for it? How are we going to build it? And when are we going to build it? And the whole idea here is not talk, it's to build a new bridge sooner and cheaper. That's what the people of this region need.
Polosinski expects Kentucky to help finance this study. The coalition Build Our New Bridge Now has raised nearly $2 million to lobby politicians and educate the public. Director Libby Karosik says the group wants to change Kentucky laws so a public-private partnership could be an option.
We now are beginning to formulate our legislative agendas for both Kentucky, Ohio, and at the federal level. So we'll begin working on those in earnest at the beginning of the year.
Karosik and her group want to fast-track the bridge with construction starting in 2014. The Brent Spence, considered functionally obsolete, was built to handle 80,000 vehicles daily, now more than 160,000 cross it each day. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.